Waimaru is a place that's well known for kumara and growing kumara. Waimaru gets really hot in the summertime, and perhaps that's one of the reasons why kumara grows so well here in Ngāi Takoto. The name Waimaru is in reference to building a shelter, because working in the garden you do need some shelter from the sun. So our ancestors named this place in reference to building a shelter out of the maimai tree. Along with those kumara, we've also grown kamokamo, we've grown corn, watermelons, you name it, we've grown that here. Gardening in our whānau was very much a whānau activity. Buckets of water being carried to water the tupu as you planted them, and then watering them every day after that. We generally done bits and pieces in the garden earlier in the day, and our dad would be very helpful in showing us what to do, and his mum and his auntie, Nana Hazel and Ma, they would help us, and so would our Uncle Danny and other whānau members. So it's very much been a whānau activity, and we continue that as much as we can today. Being in touch with Papatua Nuku is an important part of understanding Maramataka Māori. It's about working with your whānau and looking at whatever the situation is on any given day and finding a solution rather than waiting for the perfect day. Because sometimes, regardless of the moon phase, work still needs to be done, and I think that's an important lesson in mahinga kai. The intergenerational transmission of mātauranga Māori is really important, and when people have the opportunity to work alongside each other, particularly with our parents' generation and our grandparents' generation, we get to draw on their experiences and learn from them. It was never sort of a ask a question and get an answer sort of experience. It was sort of get some direction and follow that direction, and that direction had come from generations of experience growing kai in this particular area. The kumara is actually part of our whakapapa. For as long as our tupuna, those of us that are descended from our ancestors that travelled here by canoe from Hawaiki to Aotearoa, they brought the kumara with them. They had the kumara before they got here. Scientific research shows that it has origins in South America. It really is an important piece of who we are and our identity as Māori.